Channel Radio.
Hello, peoples. It's Who Cares Wins Radio here on channelradio.co.uk on this wonderful Monday afternoon, Monday the 18th of November. That means it's nearly Christmas. I love saying the C word. And Jan, she can't kill me today because she's not here physically. So I can say Christmas as many times as I like. Although Carol, our guest, Carol Macy, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
But of course, Jan can't get me, but Carol might tell me off. But Jan, we miss you. We miss you. Poor Jan. She's been taken away from the wonderful show today because of the wonderful W word, work. So she's missing us, and hopefully she might be able to tune in if she's worked her meetings in time. So if you're listening in, Jan, hello, and I'll see you next week. So we have a very exciting afternoon talking to another wonderful guest. They are popping out thick and fast to come on this show. We are really, really excited to have Carol here. Carol Macy, some of you may know her from her wonderful website called taketherainbow.com. And I've been tweeting about that all week, Carol. So we're going to find out a little bit more about what you do, Carol, and where you're based, etc., all the normal malarkey, and a bit of fun along the way and a bit of giggles. And of course, we're going to have some tunes. We're going to have a bit of music. We were singing away, Carol and I. We were just bopping along there to Bright Side of the Road. And we might even stand up and have a bit of a jig sometimes. But if she does, listener, don't worry. I'll take a photo and we'll post that on air. Before I introduce you in more detail to Carol, we also, for your listeners, you may remember from last week, we talked about Jan and I going off to the Wellbeing Symposium, which was at the Kent Event Centre at Detling last Wednesday. It feels a lifetime ago, but it was only last week. And Jan and I went along, Rory Murphy and the team at wellbeingpeople.com with Ben McGannon as the big head of that too. They invited us along, and thank you very, very much for looking after us and making us feel so welcome. And we had our own media table. We felt that we were real superstars. So Jan and I, we've got some pictures, and we'll be posting them onto Facebook and Twitter over the next few weeks. Listener, you may have seen some of them on our Facebook page where Jan and I had a bit of a challenge on the smoothie bike challenge, as they call it, Carol. You would have laughed. And we were sitting there on these chairs, and you have these little smoothie makers on front of the bicycle. So you're not going anywhere. You're a stationary bike, but the way that you pedal works the smoothie machine. So they fill it up with fruits and juice, and then the harder you pedal, the faster the smoothie goes and the quicker your drink's made. But of course, me being competitive, I was off at the start, going as fast as possible, and looked across, and Jan's going as fast as possible. And the gentleman from wellbeingpeople.com, he, bless him, said, okay, ladies, you may want to ease off slightly because you've got a way to go yet. And we suddenly looked up, and there's this lovely status column on this big plasma TV in front of us. And you could see that we'd been pedalling like mad. We'd only been, like, the status bar had only moved like half a millimetre. So we realised, OK, yes, this is a bit of a duration event rather than a sprint event. But it was great fun, absolutely great fun. And you get the smoothie afterwards, see, as a reward. So we liked that. Oh. Yeah. So we're going to be posting pictures, but we also had some people that we chatted to. So we've got some interviews to play over the next few weeks, and we'll be posting those out on Twitter and on Facebook to let people know who we saw, who we spoke to, and what the information we got from them. But some of them also want to come on the show, which is fantastic. We're running out of dates. We'll have to be going into 2015 at this rate. And so before I go into any more detail about other guests, let's talk about the most important one, is who I have in front of me now. So Carol Macy, and some people may know her previously because of her email address as Carol Ring, which we'll explain in a moment. So welcome, Carol. Thank you for finding us. I know that the sat-nav took you the scenic route, didn't it, around various widdly, windy roads. You probably saw some sheep along the way.
I did, actually. I was getting a bit worried because I thought, oh, it's a new sat-nav because ours gave up the ghost last week.
Oh,
so
no.
I just put the postal code in. I thought, for heaven's sake, please, you are taking me to the right place. But anyway, I eventually got here.
You
so
were
here.
In fact, she was early listener. So we've had a nice cup of tea. We've had a nice chat. We've been chilling out in the green room before we come into the studio. So welcome, Carol. Thank you so much for coming down to the studio. Really do appreciate it. And as I say, especially on a day when today the weather isn't great for admiring the scenery. In fact, you probably didn't see much of it in the fog around the marsh. So welcome to Channel Radio, and welcome to Who Cares Wins. Carol, for our listeners, I know a little bit about about you because I naturally am intrigued by my listeners and also by my guests. So I look you up and I find out what you do. But for our listeners, they may not know anything about you. And so it'd be great to hear a little bit about Carol. But before you go into your current Take the Rainbow work that you do, a little bit about, have you always done this type of work, as in coaching and emotional well-being coaching? Or were you doing something else before you journeyed into that arena?
Well, I'm actually a registered mental health nurse. So I've been working in the mental health field for quite a few years.
Right.
And that was really what encouraged me to move forward into the coaching world, because being a mental health nurse, I've worked in some very challenging areas.
I bet.
And
I'm going to move your microphone. Keep going.
A lot of the clients that I've worked with, by the time I was sort of working with them, have got very challenging and enduring problems.
Of course.
And what I really wanted to do was, you know, where did this all begin? You know, do they, if there'd been more preventative work done in the beginning, where they'd actually been able to talk through problems and, you know, look at their lifestyle in a different way.
Absolutely.
Before it developed into something more serious.
Mm.
So sort of coaching seemed to fit that model, really, to sort of support people at the beginning of their journey rather than when they're, you know, really entrenched in the problems, and it's a lot more difficult then to find a solution.
Indeed. I mean, I always talk about it being mission difficult, not mission impossible. But as you say, quite rightly, and in fact, that was quite a key topic of the Wellbeing Symposium last week, is this whole aspect of prevention is better than cure. And so we can get in there earlier. And a true entrepreneur that you were there. Saw a niche market, saw a gap, see. We've got an entrepreneur here. But you are in that right. You saw something and you identified something in your current line of work. So being that mental health nurse, you were obviously doing some great stuff, but saw something that was obviously missing and that you thought,
Yeah, it's like, let's get in at the beginning when people, you know, if you think of the mental health continuum being a long line, and you've got people with, you know, very few mental health issues, and then, you know, right up to the end of the line where you've got people with serious mental health problems.
Yeah.
We're all on that mental health continuum. And sometimes it's about, you know, whereabouts are you on that? And can we prevent you from, you know, going towards the more severe side and settling down and maybe going towards the more emotionally healthy side?
Yeah.
So that was really what sort of drove me to going into coaching.
And of course, you've got that experience of seeing the world and looking at the impact, if you like, of the emotional well-being of people and the impact it has on their physical.
Yes, yeah.
As well as then how that react, you know, sort of that, what's the word I want? How that then manifests out into how they're interacting with other people or not interacting with other people.
Well, that's right. I mean, it affects people's ability to socialise, so that can, you know, it just increase the mental health issues. But I think it's also important to mention here, Angela, as well, that if people do have enduring mental health problems, that doesn't exclude them from life coaching, because in my experience, those people that are already, you know, really struggling, what I can help with is management of those problems, and so to give them a better quality of life, because their mental health issues may not go completely away and they may have to be on medication all their lives, but that doesn't stop them having some sort of quality of life and being able to manage their life around their illness instead of being totally absorbed by it.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So I can do both.
Because that's that element of managing around. I think that's a key thing for people to remember, of managing around the condition, whatever that might be.
Yes.
And we've had people on the show talking about dyspraxia, dyslexia, you know, all sorts of other ailments or illnesses or conditions or states. And it is important for people to understand that actually, you know, you are an individual and also a very unique individual.
Yes,
and
of course.
So let's work with how it's best for you and how they can really live their lives to their fullest potential, which isn't necessarily Angela's fullest potential or Carol's fullest potential, but that individual that you're working with.
And not allow themselves to be brought down by the limitations, because if the limitations are there and pretty much set in stone, what can you build around that so that you can actually enjoy life?
Indeed.
But also taking care of yourself at the same time.
Mm. That's what I like. Enjoy life. That's what we need to. I'm seeing some tweets already by my wonderful co-presenter, Jan Mulligan. So she's obviously somehow listening. Jan, you're supposed to be working. She's obviously got one ear onto the radio show somehow, unless she's finished a meeting. But she's already said, see what Angela is up to. Not a minute in. And she's already mentioning the C word. See, she's already on at me, Carol. And she's not even here, bless her. You wait till I see you, Jan, next week. Christmas. So... it is important. It's only 4 weeks
away. I tend to agree
with
Jan over Christmas.
But interestingly, that subject of Christmas may well bring a lot of emotional stress and issues for people. That do you see sort of an increase in people contacting you because of that issue of time off, people away from work, managing, the family, whether you celebrate it or not, just the environment around you, the society, the shops, the restaurants, all offering all these wonderful things and parties.
Well, this is it. I mean, Christmas, although it's portrayed as this wonderful time, can actually be a difficult time for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, often people with mental health issues, for instance, they don't have their family around. So it brings back all the things that they don't have. It can be a very lonely time for a lot of people. And, if you're, or if you've just gone through a recent sort of transition, like you've had a marriage breakup or a relationship breakup, or you've had a bereavement, Christmas can be a very difficult time.
It can be really tough, absolutely. So I jest when I joke with the Christmas that, yes, all the frivolity side of it, at the same time, we do need to look at it being, even just your neighbour. Just
yes,
thinking about
definitely.
Your neighbours and perhaps that lovely community spirit that we could bring in to encourage those people to start connecting with those that may be on their own, recently bereaved, or just they need a helping hand, of whether they celebrate it or not, just if they find themselves alone, that they've got a connection to see somebody or just smile and say hello.
Well, that's what I like to try and do as well. I see myself as being able to signpost people and to encourage people to look at where they can actually open up their lives if they are on their own, because and also to build their confidence up, because you can say, well, look, there's a centre down the road, you can just pop along. But if somebody's confidence has gone that low, you're asking almost the impossible.
It's gonna be quite hard.
Build up their confidence, maybe get them to just go along and stand outside and, see what the atmosphere is like. Just simple things to get them moving, out of that sort of feeling of feeling isolated and lonely. So.
And often I think a lot of people can sometimes regard it as it's just a simple thing. As you say, go along to an event or pop along to that centre, community centre or that event. But sometimes that simple step of just taking a few steps out of your house and along the road, or going on your own and entering a room of strangers, that can be quite a huge mountain.
Yes, that can be. And I always relate this to my clients when they talk about that, is that I went to university in my 30s. And I'd been a stay-at-home mum. I was a young mum and I hadn't, sort of wasn't very worldly wise. And, I can remember standing on the first day, as much as I wanted to do it.
Yes.
And I was, I was going to do a psychology degree. And I stood on the steps of the campus and I was surrounded by all these people. I could have absolutely petrified.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I had somebody tap me on the shoulder, and it was another mature, that what they call
mature student.
Oh. I was only 32
I was gonna
at
the
time.
30. It's not exactly, that's the young, isn't it? 30 is the new 18, isn't it?
Well, that's it. But she tapped me on the shoulder and she said, shall we go in together? And this poor lady, she was obviously as scared as I was. And, just to have that somebody hold my hand and me hold her hand.
Yes.
I don't think I saw her after the first couple of weeks of my degree, but it was enough.
If you're out there, she's on radio now, Carol. So whoever that was, thanks ever so much, because she's now here on Who Cares Wins, doing some fantastic work with clients. But it's interesting,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, but we got through that first couple of weeks together, and I think, it was nice to have that. And sometimes that's all you need, just need that helping hand.
It does. And I think that's one of the key things about the work that you're doing, which I'd like to explore more. But we're going to have a bit of a music break now, because we sat through, Carol and I, and we talked about various songs for this afternoon, especially with the weather. And I know that we're typically English or British or any other origin you want to say, but we always talk about the weather, don't we? And especially when it's not so great, in the sense that the clouds above you are grey, not so much of a blue sky. Perhaps it's a bit damp, a bit moist. and therefore you might not feel like it's so great. But actually, life's still exactly the same and it can be just as buzzy just because the sun's not out. But we thought we'd bring a bit of sunshine to you in your homes. Enjoy. You can sing, by the way, Carol. Oh. So that was the lovely Katrina and the Waves with Walking on Sunshine, which, of course, once you've listened to Who Cares Wins and you've heard Carol and you've maybe even worked with Carol, that's what you'll walk out the door, walking on sunshine, no more grey clouds. Even if they're there, you know above those clouds is blue sky and sunshine. So, yes, Who Cares Wins Radio, you're listening to myself, Angela Bryer-Stevenson, and, of course, my lovely guest, Carol Macy from Take the Rainbow. Hi, Carol, again.
Hello.
We've been gossiping and chatting away. We can't be stopped, can we, Carol? We're just chatting away and forget that, oh, yes, we need to be back on air.
Yes, we're back on the radio.
So we're back on the radio. And, of course, we want to make sure our listeners understand a little bit more about what you offer, Carol, because You are under the business guise of Take the Rainbow. That's your website address, which I'll repeat towards the end of the show, listener, with all Carol's contact details as usual. So Take the Rainbow, I'm intrigued. How did you come about with that name? It's lovely.
Well, I was, a few years ago, I was invited to, well, it was something to do with giving prizes away to children and young people who had achieved something through all adversity and had come through difficult situations in their lives. And one of the young ladies that I was working with had been identified with a mental health issue that was stopping her from moving forward.
Are you, what sort of age was she, just to give our listeners a picture?
15.
15, okay.
And she had a psychotic episode, which when I started working with her, she sort of mentioned to me that she'd been hearing voices. And it was the first time that she'd ever said this to anybody. So I managed to get her the help that she needed. And so she was able to move forward from that. And she was put in for this award, and she had to take two guests along with her. And it was lovely because she actually asked me if I would go along, myself
wonderful.
And somebody else from the school that I was working at the time. So we went down there, and it was lovely to see her get this award.
I bet.
But also at the same time, there was another young lady about the same age who'd been through similar problems. And she had the most amazing voice, and she got up on the stage and she sang the Eva Cassidy version of Take the Rainbow. And I can remember feeling quite tearful because it was a lovely rendition. She sang it beautifully. It was lovely. And when I thought about, you know, what do I think of as a name?
Mm.
You know, I wanted something with rainbow in it because that, and I couldn't get over the rainbow because obviously it's quite a popular one.
Of course, yes.
So the next best thing for me was Take the Rainbow. So you take the rainbow and you move forward, and that's where it comes from.
Wonderful, wonderful. And there's all sorts there with I've got my mind is now going ping, 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 ping with all these thoughts about and metaphors of take the rainbow, find the pot of gold. Maybe find a tin man or a lion. So yeah, I'm off now, Carol.
Okay.
I'm into Angela's land, and Jan's probably sitting at the end of the radio listening, thinking she's off again.
Okay.
Yes, Jan, and you can't stop me. Anyway, she can really. She keeps tweeting in, bless her. She's keeping me under control.
Oh, right, okay.
So, Carol, with Take the Rainbow, what is it that you, if I was to completely find you on the web, or perhaps somebody suggested that I look at your website, what's the key thing that's going to stand out for what is it that I'd probably come to you with? Is it about problems, health issues? You know, I'm struggling with something, or, you know, what would they tend to contact you about? And then how would you start that journey with them?
I tend to find that people come with to me with a specific problem. Mm. And we spoke about this earlier. Mm. And then when we get to the crux of the matter, problem that they've come with is often the symptom,
yes,
not actually the problem itself. So I mean, I know it's probably an old-fashioned tool maybe, but I always like to use the Wheel of Life because I think brings together all the aspects of people's lives.
And just for our listeners, Carol, explain the Wheel of Life. Some people may not have come across it yet.
Okay, well, the Wheel of Life is about looking at sort of up to 8, maybe more, areas of your life, and what you actually do, you put it onto a template which is called the Wheel of Life, which is divided into segments. So what it get people to do is look at, you know, each section of their life that's important to them, so they put that on the wheel.
So for example, if I was to do this with you, what sort of areas might
could
I
be
put
relationships
down?
Careers, yeah. Finance, emotional well-being, physical health,
okay,
you know, anything that they feel is important to them.
And I would list them, or would I put them into some sort of diagram?
Well, initially I'd ask you to list them,
uh-huh,
so that you've got the 8 areas there, and then I'd ask you to put them in each segment on the Wheel of Life.
Right, so it is a wheel, which is a circle.
It is actually a wheel. Right. It's actually your wheel. So this is why I ask people to look at their own segments and you know, what areas of life they're influenced by, because it's very much personalised for them.
Sure. So I could have, Jan's going to laugh now, but I could have a Land Rover Wheel of Life.
You could.
And I was talking about Land Rovers a few weeks ago, and Jan now, she sighs whenever I talk about anything, and then I suddenly come in with the link to a Land Rover. So thanks for that, Carol.
You could.
I can have a Land Rover Wheel of Life. Woohoo! Oh, Jan's going to go. I can't wait to get back. Yeah. So yes, I've got this wheel. I've got these areas that I've sort of, I suppose for me, it would look like a bit of a pie chart then. I've got these areas of my life going
around. That's
right.
And then what I'd ask you to do is I'd ask you to rate each area that you have out of satisfaction out of 10. So if, say, relationships are not going so good, so maybe you'd rate it at 3.
Yeah.
Or if it's going really well, you'd rate it higher up the scale. So each one you would give a rating. So then after that, I would ask you to join the dots and see what your actual wheel looks like. Because I mean, the idea is that your life is balanced.
Yes.
Which is why a wheel is a good representation.
Absolutely.
I'm using my fingers, and I'm realising I'm on radio, you can't see it.
Listener, she's doing lovely diagrams, and she looks... you weren't an air hostess at one point in life, were you?
Because
the exits are here, here and here. So the hands are going round, she's pointing, and she's doing all these lovely diagrams, listener. But yes, I mean, I am familiar with Wheel of Life, but for the listener's point of view, you do end up that most of the time when you join the dots, isn't it, that often instead of a nice circle around... You might have a 3 for one area and then a 5 for another and then a 2. So you end up with a bit of a spiky wheel, don't you?
That's right. Or it can be flat on one side and okay on the other. Because the idea is the higher the score and the more rounded is, the more balanced your life is.
Sure.
So often we find that the lowest score is actually the symptom that you've come in with.
Right.
So once I've explored that with my client, often it'll be, oh, well, maybe that's not exactly what the problem is.
Mm.
So they might then identify another area and get to the actual core of the problem.
Great.
So when we work with the core of that problem, then the scores, it has a knock-on effect. In the other areas then starts to come up and it becomes more rounded.
Brilliant. And so again, it's a lovely tool, isn't it? So simplistic, but yet very, very detailed.
And then maybe towards the end of coaching, we look at revisiting that, and then they can see the progress that they've made in their lives and how different the two wheels actually look.
Yeah.
So that is often my starting point.
Yeah. But is it interesting, we were chatting just briefly there while we were bopping along to Katrina in the Waves, and we've got a bit of sunshine in the studio, but we were also chatting because... our listeners out there may resonate with this, that it's not always about problems, is it? That you help people just in that transition in life that could be about, I've decided, a very positive thing, I've decided to make a change or a shift, career or family or relationship. And as much as it's exciting, there's also that, what have I done?
Well, exactly. I mean, people often do know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And I can use myself as an example, really. You know, I've wanted to be a life coach for a long time, and I've been doing it alongside my job.
Yeah.
But now I'm branching out. I'm moving through, you know, across that rainbow, if you like.
Yay.
And starting to, you know, build my business so it's bigger. But at the same time, it's quite scary. So I'm stepping out of my comfort zone because it's so easy to stay.
Oh, yes.
Where you are and what you know, but it's exciting, but at the same time, you know, it's provoked a bit of anxiety in me, and that often happens with people. They know what they want, but they become stuck because stepping out of that comfort zone is actually quite scary. And one of the things that I help people with is helping them when they actually step out of that comfort zone, to help support them through that, because often change doesn't come unless you're prepared to step out your comfort zone.
Yes, that's right. And of course, what happens is that we so often may take that step outside the comfort zone, and then it feels a bit scary and a bit weird.
So we dart back in.
So we dart back in. So are you, you're sort of the, are you like a bouncer? You don't let them back in?
Not if I can help it.
Your name's not on the list, you're not getting back in. You've got to stay out there. But yeah, you're right, with some support and some guidance. So
that's right.
They would tend to come to you face to face. Would you meet them face to face in locations within Kent or areas of Kent?
I prefer to work face to face. Obviously, you know, people have busy lives now, so I offer telephone consultations as well.
Oh, fantastic!
I I offer a free telephone consultation initially, so that
we like
people
free.
Can actually...
In fact, we were told a couple of weeks ago by a wonderful guest, Tim Box, who some of our listeners may remember, he calls himself a hypnotist rather than a hypnotherapist. We had some great activities with him, but one of the things he said was that he likes to offer things complimentary.
Complimentary.
Rather than
free.
Yes,
I think that's a good
word.
So there
you are. Complimentary telephone. Yeah.
Where people can actually, you know, get a feel for me. I can explain to them what life coaching is about. I can find out a little bit about them and, you know, what they're wanting and what their symptoms might be. So, and then they can decide from there, really. Mm. So rather than them just come along and think, well, I don't really know. I'm coming along. I'm paying you money. I don't really know what I'm here for.
Sure. They can actually be clearer and have that opportunity. And also with this, you know, day and age of technology, that makes life easier for timing, less travel, less cost for them, less cost for you.
Well, that's right, yeah.
To connect and actually feel if it's right for
them.
And
I can actually, you know, I can give them a time so that they know when I'm going to ring them and... You see, they don't even have to make the phone call, you see, because I even offered to pay for the phone call the first time. Because
see,
I think it's, you know, it's
she's
nice.
Just a caring individual. And, of course, you're on your journey of the rainbow. And because you talked about that lovely song, we do actually have Eva Cassidy.
We do.
We do have that song. So we're going to sit back and enjoy it. So it's Over the Rainbow with Eva Cassidy's rendition. I can't even say it now. It's her rendition
version of.
Thank you, Carol. Should we swap seats? I think it might be a good idea, actually. In fact, I'll go. You just carry on without me. It'll probably be okay. Jan's given me the evil eye over Twitter. Bless her. She says, what is it? She said, I've got it down here. I've lost it. There it is. See what Angela gets up to without me. Not a minute in, and she's already mentioned the Christmas word. And then later on, she says, I'm giving her the look, in inverted commas, via Twitter. But she says, it doesn't really cut it over Twitter.
No.
So I'm going to get the look next time I'm seeing her. They're going to be double whammies now. So Over the Rainbow, Eva Cassidy, enjoy. Thank you.
Change for Life is about making changes to be healthier, like getting off 5 a day. It's not hard. Often we're halfway there and don't realise it, like a banana in our cereal, glass of fruit juice at breakfast or veg in our soup. Even tinned, dried and frozen count. It's easy to be food smart. For tasty 5-a-day ideas and recipes for cheap, healthier meals, search Change for Life online.
Channel Radio. Oh, I've just picked myself up off the floor. That's just such a beautiful song. And she has just an angelic voice, don't you think? Eva Cassidy's voice. And Over the Rainbow's a lovely song anyway, but Eva Cassidy there was... Oh,
that's what certainly I the young lady that I'm remembering captured that exactly as
perfect
it was.
Perfect example.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And of course, welcome back to Who Cares Wins Radio on channelradio.co.uk on this wonderful Monday afternoon with our guest Carol Macy from her business, TakeTheRainbow.com. So very, very appropriate song for all sorts of reasons, not just the story of that wonderful child who sang it, but also the actual business that Carol does in life coaching. So, Carol, we've been talking about the work you do and the wheel of life and looking at where people really are starting from, but it could be about positive change as well as the problems that they might be facing.
Definitely, yes.
And the typical group, age group that you might work with, is it just adults, people in business, non-business, or is it the world?
I do work with adults, but I also work with young people 13 plus.
Oh, great.
I actually did a couple of workshops recently, actually, for young people getting into work. And I have to say, I really enjoyed that because, again, you're in there at the beginning.
So what was that with it? Was it actually in schools or?
No, it was for a skills and training company that have got that have got some funding. So that was I really enjoyed that.
So what sort of things were you doing? Exercises with them? Or?
Yeah, it was motivational work, confidence, building, self-esteem building.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, that's definitely because, again, that curriculum that we have in the education world isn't necessarily always about building them up for work, is it? Or outside of school. And so we need to make sure they've got those skills for life.
Yes, exactly.
About, don't they, as
yeah.
Well.
So basically it was about life skills.
Great. And you talked about doing the telephone coaching or we talked about the free complimentary.
Yes,
you free,
did.
Whichever word you want to use. And I know that you also work out of a particular place in Faversham in Kent.
Yes, I work from the Abbey Place Clinic.
Yes. Oh, so that's with all Marcia and all those lovely people.
It is, yes.
Hello, hello. They're coming on the show later on, I think, yes, it is this year. So we look forward to delights to hearing more about what goes on there. So you actually have a room that you utilise there?
Yes.
And people come along and visit you. But you also, we were talking at the break, as well as seeing them face to face or doing that telephone conversation, you will maybe throughout the duration of sessions may well incorporate some of them at their home, if that suits.
Yes, I do, because I think some people, you know, they don't always want to travel. And after the initial appointment, if somebody wanted me to see them at home, you know, I can sort of go to Canterbury, Whitstable, Ashford, you
Great.
Know, the surrounding places and see people in their own homes.
Brilliant. Would you come as far as the Marsh?
I would do.
Hey.
Yes, I would do.
Or Australia, New Zealand.
I might on the internet.
So our listeners in Mexico, you may have to utilise Skype.
Yes.
Or the telephone.
The telephone.
I'm sure there's other avenues that we can utilise it. On that note, though, Carol, with your hat on as a life coach, you obviously have the psychology side. You went to university and you've done that, the degree. But also you've added other qualifications, if you like, to your toolkit, haven't you?
Well, obviously, you know, I'm a qualified mental health nurse and have been for quite a few years. I've got a qualification in life coaching and
Fantastic.
neuro-linguistic programming.
Way, NLP, woohoo! We like our acronyms on this show.
But, you know, it's life coaching isn't all about qualifications.
No.
And I'd like to think that, you know, I've had my personal problems like most people.
Sure.
And I think that that's given me the empathy that I think a lot of my clients actually, you know, benefit from. And my own personal experiences. So I always make sure that in anything that I'm promoting, I always put that in, that I have a wealth of life experience, because I think that is as important as
indeed.
Any
I mean, if,
sort of qualifications.
I know from my experience, looking at those, the counsellors, the people that I know who work in the rehabilitation through drugs and alcohol, and the ones that make, I wouldn't say they make the only counsellors, but the ones that seem to resonate better are the ones that have perhaps been through the experiences. And so they not necessarily completely sit there and go, oh, I know, a bit like what that lady out of 40 Towers. What's her name? I can't remember her name now. Tweet me in if you remember her name. She was married to Sybil. We don't want that oh, I know bit. We need to be more than that. But sometimes there is that element of empathizing yet not necessarily going completely into their world.
That's right.
Being able to
yes.
remain a little bit outside. And talking about being outside, we're going back to the Wheel of Life, because Jan, she's doing her homework. Well done, Jan, you get a gold star award. I'll give you a sweetie when I see you next. She says she's just looked up the Wheel of Life on your website, Carol.
Okay.
And so if anyone is interested, there is one on Carol's website, taketherainbow.com/wheel.htm. She says, very interesting. So, Jan, I expect you to be doing it and reporting in next week, and we'll see what comes of it, whether her wheel's very bouncy or smooth. And
I look forward to seeing it, Jan.
And then we'll send her up for some sessions. She needs, seriously, working with me, she needs them. So, coming back, Carol, to your sort of empathy, that the experience in life, do you have people who ask you questions where they say, so what should I do, and they really want you to tell them?
You do have experiences like that, but you know, and I'm sure you will identify with this as well, it's about helping people find their own answers.
Sure.
And you know, when people come for life coaching or for any sort of therapy, really, it's got to be for them, not because someone else has told them you need this, you need that, you know. And again, you know, I've worked in substance misuse, and you know, the people that make it through are those people that are doing it for themselves.
Yes.
Not because someone else has asked them to do it or told them or made threats about leaving them, etc.
That's so true. I mean, my work from the physical side of things, when I've worked with people on activity and health and looking at their diet and their shape and their food intake and their exercise, and there's so much, you know, oh, I did join the gym only because, you know, my husband or my wife said, you know, we should join the gym. And you're right, it's that if there isn't that motivation there, that I don't really want to be doing this, it's not going to be sustainable, is it? It's not going
to
last.
You know, and this brings me to another tool that I do use, and I did originally learn this when I first started my, you know, nursing career, but it's something that, you know, I use all the time in my life coaching, and it really does help, is the good thing about the motivational model, or the cycle of change, if you like. You can look that up on the website, or, you know, different things on the internet. There's loads of stuff out there. Is that it actually begins with where the person is at.
Yeah.
So if they're not that motivated, well, we'll start from that point, and we'll raise their motivation and look at their motivation and what's stopping them from being motivated and what obstacles are in the way. So, you know, it's not just about people who are actually ready. Sometimes people just want that, well, why am I not ready? What's, you know, let's talk about that.
Yeah. And I'm intrigued when people sometimes think life coaching, is it counselling, is it therapy? And how would you describe the difference between a counsellor and a life coach?
Well, a counsellor is someone looking at more deep-rooted issues. And if, you know, if somebody came to me and I felt they needed counselling, then I would say, then I think, you know, you need to go for counselling because you need to work through this issue. Life coaching,
and then maybe come back to
Yes, and that's happened. That has happened.
Great.
Where people have come back to me once they've had the counselling.
That's super.
But you know, life coaching is about working on the here and now and the future.
Mm.
So that's the difference, really.
Marvellous. And of course, we're looking into the future next week. Thank you for that little link into our next week's show. Jan, you have to be careful because I think she might be taking your seat now. But next week's show, we do have Anne Jersch from Future Life Progression. So again, another tool, another technique.
Okay.
So coming back to why you? Do you have so many sessions? Do you have package prices? You know, what would really encourage our listeners to contact you over another life coach? Or if they were looking at life coaching where they are in, I don't know, Scotland, Wales, the Outer Hebrides, and maybe they can't contact you by phone and do it by phone, what's the sort of guidance of from your experience of making sure that you get the right one? So I know there's qualifications. You've mentioned life coaching. You've mentioned models such as NLP and other tools, Wheel of Life, but also this life experience. So when I'm looking, if I was somebody in the Outer Hebrides, for example, welcome listener, if you're there, what would you suggest that they make sure is there as a as an essence, a foundation?
I think if I was looking at other, well, I do look at other life coaches' websites, and I think I like to see that personal element.
Yeah.
Because it isn't all just about life. It's not all about qualifications.
No.
And I think most life coaches, if they're good at what they do, they have got that personal quality and it comes out from their website.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I'd be looking for.
Fantastic.
And, you know, life coaches, they often specialise in different areas. So, you know, some people specialise in relationships, you know, so some people in careers. So, you know, if you're looking for something specific, then maybe a coach that specialises in that area.
In that area. But yours is more generic from my awareness and my understanding.
It is more generic, yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of mine is around the way things do affect the emotional psyche, because if things aren't going quite right in people's lives, then, you know, emotionally they're unsettled.
And very apt, well done. You get the Gold Star Award now, Carol, because they're perfect linked to our next song. So just before we come back to Carol's website details, contact details, so if you need to go away and get a pen or a pencil, now's the time. We have Fairground Attraction and Perfect, although of course they don't have to be perfect, do they, Carol?
No, they certainly don't.
Half-hearted love affairs. I need someone who really cares. Life is too short to play silly games. I've promised myself I won't do that again. It's got to be such mistakes. They're much too eager to give their love away. Well, I have been foolish too many times. Now I'm determined I'm gonna get it right. Away. Well, I have been foolish times. Now I'm determined, I'm gonna get it right. It's got to be perfect. It's got to be worth it, yeah. Too many people take second best, but I won't take anything less. It's got to be.
So it's a perfect Monday afternoon as my co-presenter, who anyone would think I paid her to say this, but on Twitter you'll notice if you follow Greenleaf Ergonomics, that's the wonderful Jan Mulligan, and she's posted up there on Twitter, at Cares Wins, our radio show, is the perfect way to spend a Monday afternoon. And it's even more perfect when we have great guests such as Carol Macy from TakeTheRainbow.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Carol. We've been just smooching along to a fairground attraction there and perfect. And it is a perfect afternoon to hear the wonderful work that you do, Carol, in helping people in their, as you say, the emotional well-being that can have a real critical ingredient to how life looks, how change looks. I'm not going to say your clients are common, because that would be nasty. What we're talking about is the general client sort of population that you have that come to you. What's the sort of key question or key issue they're coming to you with? If there's listeners out there who are thinking, do I need a Carol? Do I need to speak to Carol? What sort of things might they be suffering, having, dealing with at this point in time?
Well, I think, you know, they may be struggling with health issues that's having an impact on their emotional health, mm-hmm. and their lifestyle, relationships, careers. They may feel they're stuck in a dead-end job and they're not sure where to go.
Mm.
So general life issues, really. And I think one of the things, you know, and it's a cliche possibly, but, you know, a lot of my clients are stuck in a rut, basically. They're not happy.
Yeah.
They're not quite sure why.
Yeah.
But they know they're not.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they'll often think, well, maybe a life coach can help me because I'm not happy with life. I'm not sure. I want to move forward, but I'm not sure how.
Mm.
They'll often have an idea in their head about what they want to do. Like I said, they're scared, so they haven't done anything about it. They may have had a long-term plan for 10, 15 years,
yes.
you know, but never done anything about it. So
making that call, making that contact with you, for example, is actually a quite a big step in itself. But then obviously they've got the support from you. Do you tend to offer that it would be only 6 sessions, 4 sessions, 10 sessions of an hour long, 40 minutes long? What do how do you tend to work?
I tend to like to sort of offer bespoke packages because, you know, sometimes people need more or less.
Yes.
So I don't like to say, right, you know, it's a minimum of so many sessions
yeah.
because that might put people off because they want to find out more about life.
It's more about them, yeah.
And also they want to know about me. They want to find out about me and how I can help them and whether they're, like you said earlier, whether they're going to have the rapport with me.
Because they've got to get on with you, haven't they?
Yeah, of course
they
have.
Yeah, sure. She can sing to you if you want, listener. We can get some music in the room, and that helps.
No, that would definitely put people off.
Oh, I don't know, listener. She's very modest. I'm just seeing. Well, we got another tweet going here. Let me just have a look. What's going? Oh, there we are. She's that's Greenleaf. She's doing a grand job. Jan, you're supposed to be working. Get told off in a minute. Before we move to the end of our show, we've got about just under 5 minutes left. So time whizzes by in here. I think it has its own time zone in the studio.
I think so. It's come really quickly.
It has, hasn't it? And we could talk forever. Well, especially you and I, Carol, because we've just got so much that we can share stories on. So give a shout out. Your website address, just to remind our listeners,
is www.taketherainbow.com.
Yay, take the rainbow and share and shout about the results. And of course, you are on Facebook as well.
I am. Yes.
And is that under Take the Rainbow or a separate?
It's Carol Macy, but it's also got Take the Rainbow on there.
Okay, so they can get
a
hold
bit,
of you.
A bit of a technophobe, so I'm hey, you know, gradually getting these things
changing.
Together.
Yes, that's changing. We're getting her onto Twitter, listener.
I am going to be on Twitter. Yes, I'm going to be on Twitter.
She'll be on Twitter soon, so we will definitely retweet out when she's there, so you can start following her along. And, of course, your email address is a little bit confusing in the name.
Yes, it's all lowercase. It's rainbowcarolring@gmail.com or googlemail.com, depending where you're coming from.
Carol Ring.
Yes, I've remarried since I started my business. So I need a bit of help to change the email address. But it's definitely me.
I'm
so
sure there's somebody
name
out there that can help you, Carol. If not, I'm sure I'll be between, well, Jan and I, between our, we're quite geeky. We'll probably help you on that as well.
Oh, great. Thanks.
So yes, listener, if you want to get hold of Carol, then that's the best way to have a look at her website, taketherainbow.com. We will, of course, post all the information on our Facebook page by the end of the show, by the end of Close of Play today. So you'll be able to see all of that information and contact Carol. Thank you, Carol, so much for coming to the studio this afternoon.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure to talk with you and to learn more about your fascinating experiences and also the great work that you do with people and helping them make that change and take that step. It's fantastic. Just to very quickly let you know, listener, next week we have another great guest. Some of you may know her, Anne Jersch. I've spouted about her a lot because she's one of my mentors, one of my trainers in Future Life Progression. You may recall we had Paul Stevens from Future Life Properties on a couple of weeks ago. And Anne is joining us to explain to you Future Life Progression and what that technique is, of which I'm one of her advanced practitioners. But of course, she's also here to talk about her new book, which I have a copy in front of me. And I am working my way through it. And it's called Create Your Perfect Future. So she gives you more case studies and more examples and stories and exercises in there about future life progression. So she's going to join us next week on the show. Of course, this show, today's show, will be up to listen again later on today. So we'll tweet that out for you. If you've missed Carol, if you missed her at the beginning, then why weren't you here at 3 o'clock? I'll send the boys round. And so you can listen again later on. And of course, this show is repeated. Remember, hot news last week, we announced it, that our time has changed, that on a Thursday, we are now repeated on air at 12 noon. So all it does is to let you know that there's a few events, just to remind you, on our Facebook page, we will post on, because Metis Women have a new networking group starting in Faversham. And so the lovely Amanda Holges has been sending out information on Facebook. So I'm going to retweet and also share that. And also there is a free or complimentary talk by Tim Box, our hypnotist. So do go along. If you want to contact any of those details, look on our Facebook page. Meanwhile, Jan, get back here soon. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Who Cares Wins Radio. And we'll see you all, speak to you all next week. Have a good week.